Well, the fun has already begun. It actually started earlier this week. Boat the Blue is going on. Today is the boat show, and tomorrow, too, 9 to 4, both days you can come down and take a look at some of these amazing classic and antique boats. Joining us right now is the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rapp. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What an exciting week for Port Huron, huh?
It sure is. You know, we're very excited to have this show here. I know they've been working on it for several years in order to get it here. And to think that the organization decided Port Huron was the place to come is just really cool.
Well, we like to think that it's a natural location. It's a great spot. But it takes a lot of work to put something like this on, doesn't it?
It does, and I think we are a community that has a lot of volunteers for a lot of different reasons, and certainly they've come forward for this. I mean, you look out here as we sit down here and all the boats in the marina, we don't normally see it like this except for Mackinac time, and those are sailboats.
It's like a bonus boat weekend, isn't it?
It really is. So,
you mentioned volunteers. Somebody told me that Don Fletcher's got about 200 volunteers working with him this weekend.
He does. He's a good person to get the volunteers. In fact, I'm volunteering tomorrow, too. So, see, he got me also.
It does say a lot about this community, though, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, there's so many events that go on that are good for the community. I mean, it just brings the focus here to Port Huron. And we're recognized now, I think, across the state. And a lot of these boats are not just from this state. They're from all over the country. And it's nice to know that, I think the attendance is up. I understand 201 boats registered this year, and that's unheard of. I think it's usually around 140, 150, something like that. So we have obviously something to offer that people would like to come and see, and I totally agree.
Well, you know, I asked Mark Walker earlier this morning, I said, why hasn't Port Huron done this before? And he said, well, I don't really know. The fact is, we're really only now taking full advantage, I think, of our natural resources in these rivers and the lake, and really, you know, being able to showcase them.
I agree, and I think a lot of it has to do with just the whole mindset of our whole region now. You know, we work very well together, everybody does. It's the collaboration between all of the organizations, profit and nonprofit, you know, township, cities, all of it. We all have kind of merged together and really promoted the area and tried to get things like this here so that people know who we are and what we're about. So I think that that's part of it right there, is that we have a better relationship with each other, which helps us have a better relationship with the whole entire state.
A lot of us here in Port Huron really take for granted what we have in this natural beauty, and the fact that a lot of these boats came from Port Huron, Algonac, Marine City. I mean, they keep saying, bring your boats home, and a lot of people have done that this week.
That's true, because, you know, with the Chris Craft, you know, in Algonac, and a lot of those boats were made locally. Well, locally, not in Port Huron, but locally in the area. And now they're back here, and I mean, they're beauties, they really are. And you know, the Classic Boat Show has been here every fall for the last several years, and I'm down here each year, and here it's growing a little bit, and certainly it's been a nice array of boats for that, but this is like a bonus this weekend that we have them from all over the place, so everybody needs to come down and enjoy it, take advantage of it.
Has anybody taken you out for a boat ride yet this week?
No, not this week yet.
Well, there's still a couple of days. Maybe somebody would like to take the mayor for a boat ride.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? That would be nice.
Pauline, thanks for stopping by this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Oh, no problem, Paul.
Pauline Rapp, the mayor of Port Huron, with us here on WPHM.